Hello, 6'5", Dan Reynolds.
In the flesh.
Here's Artis calling from Radio SVH Riga, Latvia. So I'm 5'3". How's that?
Not bad. At least you won't be hitting your head on stuff like me. I just hit my head on something like 10 minutes ago.
Is basketball your favorite sport?
To watch, yes. To play, no. I don't know. I was never that great at it, honestly. I was never the most athletic person. I enjoy music more.
Just yesterday, saw the video you played in Boston at TV Garden.
Yes.
I love ice hockey. I'm a huge NHL fan. And I've heard there will be a new professional ice hockey team in your hometown in Las Vegas for NHL. Do you know something about that?
You know, that it's been rumored for a long time that they're going to do that, but it never has quite happened. But I hope that's true. I hope it's really going to go through this time. Vegas is a fickle audience. It's hard to get them out to anything at all. So we haven't really had a sports team, but I hope they do.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Out of Las Vegas, Nevada, United States, Imagine Dragons, 30th of January, live at Arena Riga. Capacity of this venue is about 12,000. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. That's crazy. I can't believe that there's this many people over here that come out to see us. It's really a blessing. It's amazing.
You are right now in Luxembourg.
I am, yes. This is our first show of the last leg of the tour.
How's everything there?
Very snowy, white, and looks like Christmas outside.
Do you like it?
Well, I'm more of a warm guy, to be honest with you. I like Luxembourg, but I'm not very fond of this weather. Vegas is my preference, you know, the sun, warmth. So, I mean, I like the people here, I love it here, but the weather is a little difficult, I won't lie.
So, you're on tour right now. Could you describe a day in life of the band on tour?
You know, every day is different, but typically we wake up on a tour bus in a new city, and I usually don't know where I am till I wake up, because I try not to look at the calendar, because it's a little overwhelming. So I'll wake up, go outside, figure out where I am, go into the venue, eat some breakfast, do some exercise in the morning. Typically I'll do some sort of workout just so to keep me sane, and then we'll either spend the day writing music or just kind of catching up with each other. Then we typically have like phoners, interviews, and then a meet and greet, and then sound check, and then a show that night, and then get back on the bus and rinse and repeat, start a new day.
So do you like this routine?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this has been a really long tour. We've done... It started in February, and we've played a show, you know, like every 3 days. We do like 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, 1 day off. So I don't know how many shows that is exactly, but probably around 300 so far in the last year. And it can get a little, you know, you can get a little burnt out at times, but it's really the greatest job in the world. So at the end of the day, like being on stage every night, there's nothing that is as enjoyable for me as that. So it's worth it, you know. There's times that I'm tired and I want to be home and go spend some time with my family, you know, but there'll be a day for that. And right now we're just focused on Smoke and Mirrors tour and giving the best shows we can for these last 14 shows.
In terms of numbers, is it going to be the biggest tour you ever played?
Yeah, I mean, this whole tour has been arenas, and it's definitely been the biggest tour we've done. You know, it's been about 15,000, 12,000 a night, and so yeah, this is definitely the biggest tour we've ever done.
Talking about your set list, what can we expect here in Riga?
You know, we try to change it up every night, so typically we'll have... You know, a lot of the songs on a set list on stage, but we'll change it and kind of, go with the flow. You know, sometimes it feels like a more melancholy night. Some nights it feels like needs to be a more high energy show. So it just depends on the crowd. You know, we just feed off the crowd and see where that takes us. Otherwise, it would be pretty boring, you know, if you do the exact same thing every single night.
My favorite song from your latest album is Friction. Will I hear it?
Friction. You probably will. Yeah, we play that one a lot. But I'll make sure we play that just for you.
Thank you very much. It's not the first time you are going to visit Latvia. You've been here already a couple of years ago. What do you remember from your first time here?
You know, it was honestly, it's funny because some places, you know, we go so many places that it's hard to keep track of it. But Latvia is a place that has stayed in my mind because it was such an incredible festival that we played there. The people were just very, very open and genuine and passionate. And it was really one of my favorite festivals that I've played around the world. So, I don't know, it's going to be tough to beat last time, but our expectations are high. I really, really loved Latvia.
What does it mean to you to play in such a place like Baltic States and Riga? Is it different?
Yeah, I mean, every place is different. You know, the people are different, the food is different, the culture is different. Everywhere has its own culture, you know. So I try to get out and walk the city streets, meet the people that live there. I go eat at the local places to eat and get as much of the culture, you know, soak in as much of the culture as you can, because it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be able to travel the world and kind of open your mind to that. So I'm always looking to soak in the local culture.
So Riga, you know, it's so far away from your home. Are you traveling with your families?
Well, for this leg of the tour, I am not. I have a three-year-old, and so this is kind of cold for her.
Yeah, I understand.
She did North America, though, and she did most of Western Europe. But for this three-week portion of the tour, she's at home with her mom right now.
Let's talk a little bit about your records. You'll be here to promote your second studio album, Smoke and Mirrors. Tell me about this second album thing, because everyone in the music industry are talking about that. Your first record was a rocket. It was a huge success, and then you came to that point, okay, what's next? Was it difficult for you?
You know, honestly, it wasn't. It's been really enjoyable. I feel like we're more proud of this second record than we were of the first. I mean, we liked the first record, but this second record, I feel, is a bit more vulnerable and raw, which I think is important for an artist, you know, to be able to open up in that way. I think we grew as a band in a lot of ways, and this record has more depth to it. But, you know, now our sights are always on the future, so we just hope to continue to grow and mature and create music that we love. And so, yeah, we didn't really think about any pressures of sales. Like, we really don't. We've never thought, even though the first record sold so humongous, you know, that wasn't our goal. Our goal was just to make great music that we love. So, yeah, our concern is never really, there's no pressure because we never have any concerns for that. We just want to create music that we love, and then hopefully other people will love it. Yeah.
Writing music is always a bit strange and mystique process. Is there any favorite time, place, or mood for you to do that? Do you prefer to write on the road, at home, or studio?
You know, I really write everywhere. But I would say I prefer most of all to write at home. That's where I feel most comfortable. I have a studio at my house, and that is when I feel the most comfortable. I really don't like writing music in a studio. It always feels forced to me. You know, you need to be in the studio, and you need to write songs, and you need to do this. Like, I don't like to create under those circumstances. I just like to create under my own will and, you know, my own agency, and to wake up and say, okay, I feel like creating today. And typically I write, you know, a little bit every day, especially when I'm home. When I'm on the road, it's a little more difficult because our schedules are really tight, and I have to preserve my voice, you know, so that can be difficult. But at home, I write a lot.
Of your songs, which one is your favorite?
Oh, man. I don't know. It changes. It honestly just changes all the time. Typically, the only time I listen to our music is when I play it on stage. Otherwise, I'd be really burnt out of it. I never, put on an Imagine Dragons record and let's listen to it, you know? So it typically is just based upon what feels good on stage that night. I do like The Fall recently. That's the song we close with, and it's the last song on the new record. So I do enjoy playing that one quite a bit.
I know this is going to be a cliche question, but I have to ask. There are so many bands and cool music nowadays. How do you think? What's the key of Imagine Dragons' success?
I think it's a mix of a lot of things. I think hard work. You know, we really have been disciplined from the beginning and said yes to every single show and hustled to get people out from day one. And it's been 8 years of that, and so relentless touring. You know, just being seen by people. And then I think it's important to be unique. I think our sound is pretty unique. And luck. I think we've definitely had luck on our side. You know, we're from Vegas, and the Vegas luck seems to have followed us. Yeah, so a little bit of hard work, a little bit of luck, and, you know, like I said, it's really important to work on your musicianship and to be unique and bring something unique to the table.
How about social media? How big is social media role in band success? What do you think?
Social media is huge. No, totally. We've definitely been very active on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram for years and years, and that's definitely raised a community that we're very close with online. And I think that presence is very important, especially in today's age.
Dan, thank you for this interview. Just one last favor I'd like to ask. I'd like to record an ID for our station. The station is called Radio SVH. Radio SVH. SVH, yes.
SVH. Hey, this is Dan from Imagine Dragons, and you're listening to Radio SVH.
Cool. Can't wait to see you in Riga.
Thanks, my friend. All right, brother. I'll see you in Riga. Thanks so much for your time.